Again, thank you for inviting me to come. So I have some thoughts about perhaps what we could discuss this evening, but is there anything here anyone has on their mind or a question? Or because then if I know, then I can try to build that in. Is there anything anyone would like to? Otherwise, I'll just... Oh, there's a hand there. Okay. Yes, tell us.
How to improve or maybe develop our grammatical qualities, Maharaj Krishna.
Okay, how to develop your grammatical qualities. Okay, good. Anything else? Yes?
How to develop humility in every aspect of our life, whether it's professional, spiritual, everywhere, anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to know a bit about humility here, okay, yes?
I just want to know what change do you feel in yourself after having a meditation?
Very, very. Okay, yeah, I tried those factors. Okay, yes, okay. Oh my god, okay, we've got a lot of things here at the back. I've opened up. Not a can of worms. Yes,
just to elaborate what Satyamama Maharaj has asked, if you can elaborate what are the brahminical qualities as well, that will be.
What are the brahminical qualities? Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yes, please.
Can I?
Yes.
So I just come from India for a few days, and I'm attending the seventh function for the first time.
Oh, welcome.
But because I'm a professor in computer sciences in India.
Okay.
I can come only for 2 weeks to my daughter. My question is very simple. Because the COVID, for 2 years back, or 2.5 years back, I had a dream in the morning, maybe around 5:30. That you have been collecting, you know, Gita, Bhagavad Gita from so many places. I don't not read it so far. So I started in the morning around 5:30 or 6 o'clock. And since then I have been doing it, not regularly, but I'm getting the interest. I'm reading all the adhyas, you know, all chapters, 18 chapters I read it. Mm-hmm. Iskon Gita, then Yathard Gita, some sort of thing I read it.
Yeah.
The only problem is, my question is, when I'm not getting it, rather controversial in my home, my wife doesn't like this type of thing. She said, when you're doing the puja or, you know, the bhajan or talking about the jnana, you have been given jnana to me for almost 42 years. What kind of jnana you are giving to me about this thing?
Maybe it's time for sannyas.
Today she came along with me, but she has not come here. She said, you won't understand all those things, jnana. And again, give the jnana to others also. I have been given 42 years of my life. And to her also. For 42 years. Now what shall I do? My wife is not interested in this type of thing. But I'm getting interest day by day. Even in
okay, so what to do when...
How do I take on the situation?
Balance. Okay, sure. Alright, we got a lot of points here. Yes. How many stages in Nishtha? Oh my goodness, okay. Yes, very good. Okay.
I said that there is discussion about false ego, false modesty, and those people, you know, attaining a certain level in whatever they do, almost display false ego or false modesty. And I was just going to ask you how relevant it is, you know, at what stage does this false ego or false modesty stop and the real sincerity comes out in people, and how do you judge that?
These things, how, at what point does it come about? Okay, so they say we have our plan, Krishna has his plan, and obviously you have your plans as well. So I had a certain idea of what I'll speak, but now I'll speak something different, because it seems as though what a lot of all of you are talking about, a lot about character, and a lot about how we progress in Krishna consciousness and what change that creates within us. So maybe what I do is I speak it up again, and then if I have not answered your question, then then we'll have a discussion. Okay, so character is an incredibly important thing. Would you agree?
Yes.
It's so important. A devotee of Krishna is not just what they do. You're not just a devotee of Krishna because you put your hand in a bead bag, that's in a certain way, or you have a certain type of hairstyle. You're not just a devotee of Krishna because when someone called you, you say Hari Bol. What makes us really a devotee of Krishna is that there's some inner transformation of our own character. What does Krishna say to Arjuna at the beginning of the Gita? Arjuna is speaking so many things. And Krishna says, Pragya Vadam Shabhasha Shay. Your bhasha, your words make you sound like a very, very learned person, but your actions of wanting to walk away from the battlefield, this is not becoming of a spiritual person. So a spiritual person is one. You want to know the real definition? In the Niti Shastra it's explained of who's a real spiritual person. Their mind, their words, and their actions are all consistent. Have you ever met someone in your life whose mind, whose words, and whose actions are completely consistent? At 8 o'clock, someone rings your doorbell and it's the devotee who you didn't want to see at that time because you're just about to serve prasadam. And you open the door and in your mind you're screaming and with your words you say, oh, welcome, nice to see you. But in your heart you're thinking something else. So a devotee of Krishna is one who has saintly character. Isn't it? They sometimes say, I can't hear what you're saying because your character speaks so loudly. And on the positive side, St. Francis of Assisi, he said, I preach every single day. I preach 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I preach all the time. And now and again I say something. In other words, the real communication is what our own character is saying. If we practice spiritual life but we don't have good character, if we practice spiritual life but we're not developing the qualities of a devotee, then Shastra says, Bahu janma kare jadi shravana kirtan. Prabhutana paye Krishna pade prema dhan. If you practice Krishna consciousness but you don't have good character, Bahu janma kare jadi shravana kirtan. You can do hearing and chanting of Krishna's names for Bahu janma, many lifetimes. Prabhutana paye Krishna pade prema dhan. But you may not get the wealth of pure love for Krishna. Because we have to practice. But then we also have to develop good character. So what is that good character? Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, what are the qualities of a brahminical person? And we can say, what are the qualities of a Vaishnava? Krishna says, Samadamasta pasocham shantir arjavamevacha jnanam vijnanam ashtikyam dhamma karma svabhavacham. How can you understand someone is having some substantial spiritual character? Samo, they have equanimity of mind. Damas, they have the ability to control their own senses. Tapa, they can do some austerity. Socham, they're clean, outside and inside. Shantir, ready to forgive. Isn't it so hard to forgive someone? St- Still, we remember in our minds the terrible things that people did so many years ago. We are difficult to let go. We must learn to forgive. The goal of life is not to remember all the terrible things that someone has done to you in your life. The goal of life is to remember all the wonderful things that Krishna is doing for you every single day. But you will not be able to remember what Krishna is doing for you if your mind is hijacked by thoughts of what bad things people did to you. Shanti, let it go. Forgive. Arjavam, simplicity. Simplicity in speech. Simplicity in lifestyle. Simplicity in character. Not that you're duplicitous, you say one thing and then do another thing. Isn't it? For you, I make no profit.
Yeah, right.
Jnanam, knowledge. But not just jnanam, vijnanam, realization. It's not that a devotee just has knowledge, but they realize knowledge. Ashtikyam, religiosity, ability to follow a discipline. These are all amazing qualities. These are qualities we have to develop. Humility. Humility is so hard. Isn't it so hard to develop humility? We think we are the center of everything. Whenever we look at the world, we put ourselves at the center. They say in the first 20 years of your life, you're very concerned what other people think about you. In the second, people think about you so much. And in the first third 20 years of your life, you realize no one was thinking about you anyway. It's like we think everything revolves around us. And it's me, and everyone's looking at me, and me, and me. We think we're the center. So what happens when we practice Krishna consciousness is gradually we develop saintly character. The real proof of Krishna consciousness is that our character changes. There was once a great devotee, his name was Jayananda. Put your hands up if you've heard of Jayananda. Oh, not so many of you. Jayananda Prabhu was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he was very, very famous because he was the one who began all the Rath Yatra festivals. So next time when you go, London Rath Yatra is coming, and you see at the front of the cart, there will be one picture of a devotee. And that devotee is Jayananda Prabhu. Because Srila Prabhupada said, he began the Rath Yatras, we should always keep his picture. And he was such a saintly devotee. He had such amazing qualities. He was humble, he was hardworking, he was always encouraging others. And he touched everyone's heart. You know, he could not stand to spend $1 of Krishna's money. So his clothes were all torn. He never bought anything for himself. One day the temple president came to him and said, you have to buy some new clothes. You look like... you don't look very present. You have to buy a new... He said, how can I spend Krishna's money on myself? He said, no, you must. So the temple president sent one devotee with him and $20, and he said, take him to the shop and get him to buy a pair of trousers. So they went to the cheapest second-hand Oxfam shop, and he found the cheapest pair of trousers. And then they were walking to the checkout counter, and he looked at the devotee and he said, I can't do it. He said, I can't spend Krishna's money on myself. He said, what do you mean? This is like the cheapest trousers. He said, I think we can do it. He said, what do you mean? He said, I think we can get away with it. He said, what do you mean? He said, I can't stand to spend Krishna's money. We'll have to just steal the trousers. So, He put it under, walked out, boom, they caught him. And you have not paid for this? Oh no, I couldn't, you know, sorry, you know. Took him to court. So in the court, he came to the front, and the judge said to him, the police people were there, everyone was there, the judge said to him, well, how you are Hare Krishna, you are a spiritual person, how you can do this, steal? And then Jayananda came to the front of the courtroom and he said, I had the money. I really wanted to buy the trousers, but I just could not bear to spend Krishna's money on myself. That $20, for that $20 we could buy vegetables and make prasadam and food and serve it to the needy. With that $20 in knowledge, the judge is looking at this guy thinking, I've never met a criminal like this. And the police people were hearing all of this. They were also flabbergasted. The judge said, all I can do as a sentence to you is tell you, just pay for the trousers. And the police guy stood up and he goes, I pay, this guy's the same. Jayananda, when he passed away, then the devotees would go to the shops that he would go to where he would fundraise, and they would go to get the permit for the Rath Yatra. So they went to the lady who would give the permit, and she was a very tough lady. She didn't like the devotees. She was always complaining. She would give Jayananda a hard time. Anyway, then this devotee came. So when the devotee came, she gave the same argument. She was being very awkward. Then the devotee was about to leave and she said, but why did you come this year? Where's the other guy? The devotee said, who? He said, that other guy who used to come here, Johnny Ananda.
Johnny Ananda?
Oh, Jayananda. The devotee said, oh no, Jayananda, no, he died from leukemia. He passed away a few months ago. And this lady, she just broke down crying. This lady who was so strong, who was so against the devotees, she broke down crying. She said, I've never met such a nice person in my life. And you know what she said? She said, you Hare Krishnas, I don't know what you believe in. I don't know what you guys do all day. I don't know what your spiritual practices are, but if Jayananda is with you, you guys must be good. And when I heard that, I thought, that's a devotee. That when you go out into the world, people are so touched by your character that they think this is someone different. This is someone who's doing something spiritual because they're just different to everyone else in the world. If we're able to touch people's hearts like that, then it proves that Krishna consciousness is really transforming us. When they asked Srila Prabhupada, who is a Vaishnav? You know what Srila Prabhupada's answer was? A Vaishnav is a perfect gentleman or a perfect gentle lady. They have spotless character. So somehow or other, as years go by in Krishna consciousness, we have to be able to see that our character is changing, that we're becoming more humble, that we're becoming more tolerant, that we're able to be truthful and simple and straightforward, that we're able to overcome pride, envy, all of these things. When we live life free of these qualities, then we live life with real freedom. You know, Nelson Mandela, he was wrongly in prison, isn't it? Then he came out of prison after, I think, 25 years or something. And then one devotee came to him and said, we've got a gift for you, here's the Bhagavad Gita. And you know what Mandela said? He said, I already read it. One of my cellmates in the prison, in the cell next to me, he was a Hindu. So he gave me the Gita. So I read it already. So I've done it. I read it. So the devotee looked at him, and you know what the devotee said? What did you learn from the Bhagavad Gita? And you know what Mandela said? He said, what I learned from the Gita is that I learned the day I walked out of prison, the day I walked into freedom, I learned from the Bhagavad Gita that now I've left the prison. But if I hold on to my bitterness, my anger, my feelings of my bad feelings towards the people who committed these, wrongly accused me. If I maintain all of that bitterness towards them, then even though I've left prison, I'm still in prison. We're imprisoned by our own bad character. And therefore, when Krishna is giving us the process of Krishna consciousness, it's not just a matter of following it as a ritual, it's a matter of following it in such a deep way that we become transformed into amazing personalities who actually have these qualities. So this is Krishna consciousness. It's really meant to create a transformation within us. I'm going to say a few last things, and then I'm going to open it up for questions and answers. There are five main reasons we can say broadly why we could be in Krishna consciousness for a long time and not really change our character. The first reason is that a person thinks changing their character is not important. You may think, who thinks like that? We sometimes think like that. We think the most important thing I'm doing is chanting 16 rounds. The most important thing I'm doing is reading the books. The most important thing is I'm doing everything, all the angas of bhakti. And therefore, because I'm doing that, nothing else is important. But what did I mention at the beginning? Even if you do all of those angas of bhakti, but you don't have the proper character, what will happen is that through our bad character, we'll create offenses, and we will block the ability of those angas of bhakti to awaken prema within our hearts. So we should realize that along with practicing all the angas of bhakti, I actually have to also change my character. Second block to changing your character is you realize character is important, but you think, I don't need to change my character. This was a great class. These guys. But me, I'm absolutely fine. I mean, I've got all the qualities. I'm doing okay. Many of us may not realize our own weaknesses in our character. Have you noticed? It's difficult. Therefore, one of the most important things we require in our life is genuine friends who can give us feedback. Do you like taking feedback? Feedback is the breakfast of champions. Very difficult to take feedback, but feedback can actually help you to improve. A good friend can come to you and say, Prabhu, you know, you need to be more tolerant. Prabhu, the way... I'm not looking up to you. Feedback.
I know my wife.
Yes.
She's
telling you many nice things. Yeah, we need feedback. So then when we have feedback, we realize, no, I'm not humble. I'm not tolerant. I need to develop these qualities. Is we think my character will change automatically. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Eventually I'll become humble. The process will do it. I'm reading the books, eventually all the qualities of the Vaishnava will automatically manifest within me. Is that true? There is some truth to that. But we also have to cultivate these qualities. We have to practice to become humble, practice to become tolerant. We have to observe ourselves. When am I not being humble, tolerant? And we have to correct ourselves. Another block to changing your character is someone thinks, I can't change my character. I tried too much. I'm just a proud person and everyone will have to live with it. It's just that the process of Krishna consciousness is more powerful than our conditioning. So we should never become discouraged and think, I can't change my character. Of course we can. And the final reason why we don't change our character is because we feel it's too painful. It's too painful to look in our own hearts and see we're falling short. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through many of his followers, he taught what Vaishnava character is. Through Rupa Goswami, he taught Vaishnav means to be so humble. Through Haridas Thakur, he showed that Vaishnav means to be able to tolerate anything. Through Sanatan Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Vaishnav means to always follow the culture, the etiquette, to always maintain the maryad, we say. Through Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu taught, Vaishnav means to be detached from the world, to not be so enamored by material things. So like this, so many devotees, so many qualities. And this is the real goal of our life, to develop such Vaishnav qualities. Because it's these Vaishnav qualities that will attract Krishna. In the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the last 9 verses or verses of the 12th chapter, Krishna ends every verse by saying, Same bhakta me priyaha. Such a devotee is very dear to me. And Krishna lists all the qualities of the devotee that endears that devotee to Krishna. So if you want to attract Krishna, then we have to have good character. And if we want to share Krishna consciousness with the world in a powerful way, people won't just be looking at our philosophy. People won't just be looking at all our claims of how evolved this path of spirituality is. People will be looking at us and saying, what has this process done to change you? How have you become a better person? How have you changed? And when people see that, then like that lady, I don't know what you guys believe in, but if he's with you, you must be good. That's what will actually really convince people about Krishna consciousness. Okay, so let me open it up there, and some of you had questions. So yes, okay, yes. Yes.
What you said is really, I liked it and it's really very important, but it's very hard to me personally, to basically, to acquire all those qualities, I feel. But I was just reading and sometimes it says in Ramcharitmanas, it is written somewhere, like bhav, kubhav, alak. Yes, the meaning of that is either you chant the name, Lord name with bhav, means you have a
devotion, with emotion,
emotion.
Yeah. Bhav, or without bhav,
even with alas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't want to do, but still,
there will still be benefit.
But still, even if you want to show someone that I am a devotee, like some people have this attitude of just chanting the name to show others that he is taking the name of Lord. So, but actually he is showcasing himself. He is just showing that. But he says even with that, it has an effect.
Yes, now this is a very good point. Once we had a book distributor, he was Italian. He was a very smooth speaker, you know. I'm Italian, you know. So he used to stop people and then he used to give them a book. And he said, people will give a donation. And then he said, like, how much? How much you want? And then in his Italian voice he would say, something is better than nothing, but more is better than something. And it was like, somehow earlier, one of those lines, you know, it always used to work. And I always remember that, something is better than nothing, but more is better than something. Bhagavatam says, Shanketyam parihasyam vaishtobam helanam evava vaikunthanam agrahanam ashesha gaharam vidun. Bhagavatam, in speaking about Ajamil, even if you chant the holy name as a joke, even if you chant the holy name neglectfully, even if you chant the holy name indicating something else, Vaikuntha Nam Agrahanam, because you have grasped the name of Krishna, Asheshaga Haram Vidum, many sins will be removed. So that's a fact. The holy name is so powerful that even if you don't have the right character, the right path, it will still have an effect. But remember, more is better than something. If you want to get prema, if you want to get love, if you don't want to just remove your sins, but you want to experience the totality of what it means to have a relationship with Krishna, then we have to chant the name with some bhav. Then we have to chant the name with some humility. Therefore we say, Tranada pi suniche na, tarora pi sahishnu na, amani na manade na, kirtaniya sadahari. If you chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, thinking yourself lower than destroying the street, ready to offer all respect to others and not expect any for yourself, then you will be able to chant endlessly and very deeply. One time they came to Srila Prabhupada, he was a pharmacist before he became a sannyasi. And one person came to him and said, I want to take the medicine that you're taking. So Prabhupada, his name was Abhay at that time. He said, Abhay Babu, I want to take the medicine you're taking. Prabhupada, I'm not taking any medicine. He said, I want to know I'm a devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada started laughing. And he said, oh, that medicine. He said, that medicine, I know the formula. And one day I will spread that formula all over the world. And then he quoted this verse, Tranada pi suniche na. So this is the formula. Take this verse, string it on the thread of the holy name, and wear it around your neck at all times to somehow become humble and tolerant. So, yes, you're right. There will still be an effect. Even when we're proud, even when we make mistakes, we're greedy, we fall prey to material qualities, we still got to stay in Krishna consciousness. But we'll get more and more insight, more and more revelation of the spiritual reality as we do it with purer and purer character. And yes, it's hard to change our character. We tend to focus on what everyone sees, what everyone claps us for, but we don't work on our inner life. If we start putting effort into our inner life, then you'll see it's possible to change. But what happens is we don't put so much emphasis on our inner life, we put more emphasis on our outer life. So, so we can change. We can change, but we have to really want to change. We should not just want to appear as a devotee, we should actually want to really become a devotee. And if you really try, then you will see yourself changing. You will see yourself changing. Otherwise, what is this process if it doesn't change us? It's meant to change us. Prabhupada said, this movement is meant to make crows into swans. This movement is meant for that. So when people walk through this door and come into the community of Vaishnavas, they should feel these are different people. These are people who have some saintly character. They should be able to detect. That's the challenge. I hope that's okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you, Maharaj. Thank you for your wonderful instruction that you gave us. Please, can you give us some advice on how we can act and follow this instruction?
So, first thing is that we have to see what we used to do when we came into the ashram. This devotee, he used to make us do an exercise. And you know what the exercise was? He would make us close our eyes, and then he would say, I want you to fast forward. I want you to fast forward 20, 30, 40 years in your life. Now I want you to fast forward to the day of your own funeral. Your mind's eye, you don't have to do it now. You have to do it. It's a specific way. But you have to picture your own funeral. Who's there? Where is it? What are all the faces that have come to your funeral? And then at one point in your mind's eye, you picture who is that person who's going to come up to the front and give the eulogy of your life. Speaking. And he grew up in Wembley, and he went to school. And when he was 18, he started practicing Krishna consciousness. And when he was 21, he lied to his dad and joined the temple. And then the speech goes on like this. And then at one point they say, and his greatest quality was. And then you have to stop and think, how would I want the person to end that statement? And then in their speech they say, and the greatest contribution they made to the world was. And you have to stop and you have to finish that statement and say, what would I want that person to say? And they touched my life because they... And how would you want them to finish that statement? And then this devotee would make us write it down. What do you want to be remembered for? And then you look at the paper and you ask yourself, what did I do in the last week to become this person? And we realize, at the end of the day, people will not remember you for what you did. They will remember you for who you were. If I ask you now, close your eyes and think of someone who really inspires you in your life and tell me why they inspire you. I can guarantee you that no one in this room is going to tell me someone inspires them because of what they've done. They're going to tell me a quality of that person. So this is what we have to focus on. In life we have a to-do list. But really what we need to do is have a to-be list. And we need to say, these are the qualities by which I'm going to conduct my activities in this world. You're living with all these Vaishnavas. We're living together. These are going to be the people who are going to surround us when we leave this world. Have you ever thought about it like that? What are your relationships amongst ourselves? will we have touched these devotees' hearts by our character, so that at the final moment they're praying for us, they're wishing us well, they're giving all their blessings. We want to conquer the hearts of the devotees. So how do we become this person? We realize this is my goal in life. We have to remember, a devotee is not just what they do, but it's who they are as a person. Too much in our movement, sometimes the focus on the externals are there, but we must be developing the character. Because that's what's going to conquer Krishna's heart. So, then there are practical things you can do. Ask for feedback. Reflect on your own character. One thing I've done for many, many years is journal. I never thought I would write a diary. I thought that was for like teenage kids who had like a crush on someone. I never thought I'd write a diary. But I started writing a diary, maybe, whatever it was, over 20 years ago. And somehow or other, I maintained it to this day. It's on a password-protected file, by the way. And sometimes what I do in the evening is I'll open it up and I look. Today is, what's the date today? 5th of August. So I'll open, maybe tonight, I'll open it up and I'll write. And I was with the South Norwood devotees and we talked about character. And as I was talking, I realized I have to also develop so much. I write some thoughts. I have to develop on my character. And then what I do is I look. What did I write on the 5th of August 5 years ago? What did I write on the 5th of August 10 years ago? What did I write on the 5th of August 20 years ago, and I tell you, it's absolutely fascinating. Because you see how you're changing, not by your own power, but by the power of this process. Science makes things better. Spirituality makes people better. The most important project is the project on your own character. Because you know what? That's the character you're living with 24/7. Can you imagine what life would be like if we were humble? You wouldn't walk through this world. You would float through this world. Can you imagine what life would be like if we developed such a high level of tolerance? We're imprisoned by our own bad character. And so now we have the tools. Krishna has given you the tools to become this person. We just have to want to do it and put time into it. And remember, people will not remember me so much for my achievements, my activity. What they remember me for is my character. Some thoughts.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Someone else? Did I? So some of you had asked some questions. Did I answer those questions? And if I didn't, then you can ask them again.
A few, I've ignored down a few. Prabhu, they asked that, you know, when your family members are not, you love them but they're not cooperating, or how do you?
Yeah, okay, so Prabhu was asking about the family members, and this ties into character. I have a lot of realizations on preaching or introducing your, or trying to introduce your family to Krishna consciousness by the fact that I made many mistakes in doing that. When I was a young, you know, 15, 16 years old, I started reading the Gita, and then I tried to convince my parents, you know, big lecture. Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Like, you're a kid, you know, what do you know? And then I realized that actually, the best way to inspire family members, inspire your friends, is not so much by what you share with them in philosophy, but is by your own character and how you've changed as a devotee of Krishna. If they see better character, if they see a nicer person, if they see more saintliness in you in spiritual life, generally they will. So I would say the one thing is that when we're dealing with family members, more than what we say to them is how we interact with them, more to inspire them in their spiritual journey. The second thing to realize is that everyone is on this journey, everyone has free will. Even at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna can't even force Arjuna. What does Krishna say to Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna and says, "Iti te jnana mukhya." I gave you all the knowledge, Arjuna. Vimrashe tadasheshena. Think about it, contemplate it, introspect. And then, when all is said and done, yate icha, whatever is your desire, tatha puru, you do that. Whatever you want to do, you want to do. Once I asked a person, he said, I know, I am knowing Bhagavad Gita. I am knowing. I said, what's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? He says, Krishna says, just do what you want to do. Yeah, he does say that. He said, no, it's here. Krishna says, yata icha tatha kuru. Yes, but then what does he say in the next verse? Because you are my very dear friend, let me tell you what really you should do. But ultimately Krishna does not force. So how you can force anyone? You cannot force. Bhakti is a matter of the heart. We are all on our own journeys. You are on your journey, your wife is on her journey, the kids are on their journey. We had an idea, we'll have kids. And then they'll all grow up to be saintly demigod devotees. And they will read Bhagavatam every morning. And they will offer the prasad. And in my old age, they'll buy a retirement home for me in Vrindavan. And we had our plan. This doesn't always work like that. You know there are different types, there are four types of sun. And you know one type of sun called a Riniputra. You know this one? One type of sun is a person who in your last life you basically ripped them off. So what they do is in this life they come and they become your sun. And smiling, joking, with all the charm, they take all your money. And it's all done in smiling. You think, wow, such a nice time. Fucking fancy, everything gone. Children have their free will. Spouses have their free will. We all have our free will. Krishna says everyone has to fly their own plane. So all we can do is try to inspire others, try to be a good example, try to be compassionate, try to be patient with family members, try not to get into arguments, pray to Krishna, that Krishna may inspire them, and then ultimately we have to respect. They are a spirit soul, they are on their journey. You can take the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can take the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Bhakti means love, and love is voluntary. So when the time is right, we look around and we think, oh, why my family members are so stubborn, they're not taking it up, they're not... Well, we were once that person as well. We were once that same person. When I began Krishna consciousness, I was chanting one round one round for like 2 years. Nowadays, I think if I was preaching to myself, I would have got frustrated. I thought something this guy for 2 years, one round. Let me do a little bit more. We were those same people. So we have to be patient. What to do? But we have to realize that everyone around us and all the situations around us are perfect. You know, sometimes you think if my family life was better, then I'd be better. I'd be flying in Krishna consciousness. Look at all these devotees. They have such a good family situation. If I had a family situation like theirs, I'd be flying. But you know, I'm not flying because I've got all these problems to deal with. And we always think our situation is worse. You know, there was one king and he said, I'm opening up a gallery of problems. So everyone in the kingdom, please come to my gallery and display all of your problems. So everyone came and he had opened up this massive hall and everyone started showing their problems. So everyone came in and now they were looking at the displays of everyone else's problems. And you kind of look at them, wow, look at that one, look at that one. And then they all had a good look at everyone's problems. This is like, you know, like you watch EastEnders and you see everyone's problems like that. Anyway, and then they started all walking out. And the king said, whoa, where are you going? They said, well, we've seen everyone's problems, we're going now. He said, no, I've got a gallery of problems here. Everyone has to take one set of problems with them. So you go back and you choose, but everyone has to take one set because I need to clear this place out. So then they thought, okay, now they were looking at everyone else's problems with a different mindset. Looking at this person's problems, like, yeah, that doesn't seem so bad, but there's that one thing. No. Skip that one. And this person's problem, yeah, it doesn't look so bad, but then there's this. Oh no, I don't want to deal with that. You know what happened? Everyone looked at everyone else's problems and he said, you know what? I take my own problems and get out. We think everyone's got a better life than us. Krishna arranges everything. Krishna arranges everything. All the struggles, all the difficulties, all the awkward people, is all there if we utilize it in the right way to become more inspired in Krishna consciousness.
Okay. I'm not sure, Harish Prabhu, you asked about false ego. When does it stop? Is that?
Yeah. Let me say something about that false ego. So, false ego in Sanskrit is known as ahankara, isn't it? Sanskrit word ahankara. It's made up of two words, aham and kara. Aham means me, kara means the doer. So, ahankara or false ego literally means I think I'm the doer. I think I'm the one controlling everything. I think I'm the one in charge. I'm the one enjoying. What does Krishna say the mentality of a demoniac person is? Ishvaroham aham bhogi siddoham balavan sukhi. I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. I am the most strong. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he once said to Hari Vilas Prabhu, humility means to understand that my money will not save me, my position will not save me, my influence will not save me, my arrangements will not save me. Humility means to understand that nothing in this world will save me except Krishna. This is pure ego. So ego we must have, because ego means a sense of identity. But false ego means to identify with the body and mind and think I am the controller and enjoyer. Real ego means Jivera Swarupa Hoye Krishna Nityadas Krishna Tatasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. To understand, I'm a servant of Krishna. So what happens is that our false ego turns into real ego, not just like that overnight. What happens is that over time, the world humbles us, life humbles us, and we begin to realize over a period of time that I'm not in control. I'm not meant to be the enjoyer. Rather, I'm dependent, and I'm meant to be a servant. And gradually, we go more towards that identity. Gradually, we learn to let go of this world. Gradually, we realize that I'm not in control of this world, and I just need to stop trying to control this world. Instead, what I need to do is just learn to depend on Krishna. Does that mean you don't endeavor in this world? Yes, you do endeavor. You go to work, you do your duties, you fulfill all your obligations. But you never have the ego thinking that I'm the one that's going to do it. Work as though everything depends on you. Pray knowing that everything ultimately depends on God. So we do our bit, and then we realize when all is said and done, Bhagavan Ichha, it's all up to the desire of the Lord. And when we have that kind of mentality, then we're situated in real ego. So that mentality will come with time, as we become more and more purified. Does that help?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask, is it good to have self-respect, and how is it different, I mean, humility and self-respect? If people walk over your self-respect, so you should let them walk, or...
Humility doesn't mean that you just let anyone do anything to you. But humility means, number one, to realize that whatever is happening to me is happening for a reason, first and foremost. Second thing is that in humility, it's not that you don't take practical action. You may take practical action to create some distance between yourself and someone else who's creating pain for you or something like that, so that your mind doesn't become too agitated by it. Because when the mind is too agitated, how you can focus on Krishna? And the third thing is, you may take action because you want to make sure that that person doesn't implicate themselves in bad reactions by mistreating you in that way. You understand? So, okay, so let me give an example. Tomorrow, if I'm in this community and someone starts shouting at me illogically, irrationally, unfairly, then what does humility mean? Humility means, number one, to realize I was meant to go through that experience. This person is just the messenger of my karma. I was meant to go through that. So, I don't ascribe my suffering to that person. That person is not the cause of my suffering. I was meant to go through that. This person is just a messenger. That's first and foremost. The second thing is, you may walk away or you may avoid that person because although you realize I'm meant to go through this experience, right now in the intensity of that, it's not allowing you to be Krishna conscious. So then you create a distance, you don't retaliate, but you create a respectful distance so that you can be more peaceful and you can focus on your spiritual life. And the third thing is that you may report that person and say, you know, someone really should speak to this person, not so much because you're trying to get your back on them, but because you don't want that person to be implicated in, you know, by doing such a thing, which is not good for their own spiritual life. So you address the situation as a service to them more than as a defense of yourself. Does that make sense? And in that way you can have self-respect and still embody complete humility. Thank you. It's 9 o'clock.
That's just one thing I think you may want to answer that or not, but Mataji last, which I noted.
Your
experience, you know. After initiation.
All your life is changed.
Yeah. What can I say? You have to live life going forwards, but sometimes you can only understand life looking backwards. As we go forward in our life and we look back, then you can see that Krishna had a plan, and that the Vaishnavas were the hands of Krishna in making that plan happen. And you look back in your life and realize that Krishna is real. And Krishna is moving everything in such a way to ultimately bring us closer to Him. So for me, when I look back in my life, I can now join many of the dots and see now where I end up in my life. I don't see sannyas as an achievement. Many people come to me and say, of course, that's their kindness as Vaishnavas, that, you know, it's such a great achievement. I don't think so it's an achievement. I think sannyas is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to serve. The goal of life is not to be a sannyasi. The goal of life is to love Krishna. And so, now I feel like in this stage in my life, Krishna opened up so many opportunities to serve others. You see? And in that way, it feels very exciting. It's a great adventure. It gives you a focus. It gives you a meditation, and you close many doors in your life. They say sannyas is the final vow. After that, there's no more vows. You close all the doors. So sometimes people think that's a, wow, that's a big risk. Just like the Danda is here. The Danda ends up taking some time. Sorry, should have told you that. See, here's a Danda, okay? We use it to keep people away in the class. So a Danda, anyway, here's just a few educational sessions on a Danda. Danda, the word Danda means discipline, or it means punishment. So this danda, what it has, if you ever want to learn how to make one, you can get the bamboo sticks from B&Q. That's what I did. It's got four bamboo sticks. Okay? Four. But we are three dandis, no? Three bamboo sticks. No, there's actually four. There's four bamboo sticks which are tied together with 12 pieces of string. And then at the top, you can see there's a hook. So the four sticks, three sticks represent the body, the mind, and the words. And the fourth stick is slightly shorter, and that represents the soul. So the reason why we... Not everywhere, but we're meant to. It's like, so your mind, I mean, it's there, you know, it kind of sticks out. It reminds you, oh my God, this is what I'm meant to be doing. So it is a change of life. In my life, I never wanted to stick out. I'm a very introvert person, so I never wanted to stick out. And now I walk around. But it's good, it reminds you of what you're meant to be doing. Is it a risk? Is it a risk to take sannyas? Of course it's a risk. Is it a risk not to take sannyas? Yes. Is it a risk to take sannyas? Is it a risk not to take sannyas? Is it a risk to get married? Yeah. I can see some realization coming out. Is it a risk not to get married?
Yeah.
Everything's a risk. Everything's a risk. Depends what risk you want to take. Ultimately, we're living in this world. We're going to lose everything. Sorry to say that. That's the reality of life. So, we each have to find our way. So, I hope I can be a servant of the devotees. I hope I can do something to please Srila Prabhupada. I hope I can walk the talk. Easy to sit here in front of a mic and say so many things about character, about so many high topics. Ultimately, we have to live it. So in short, how do I feel? I feel happy. I feel excited. I feel humbled. And I feel very grateful to Krishna that somehow or other he's giving me an opportunity. And with all of that, we have to try to do some service. So that's what we try to do. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So thank you so much. We just kind of went a little bit spontaneous. I was thinking today we would talk about the community of love and what it means to create a community of love. Somehow we didn't speak about that topic, we spoke about something else. But just being here together, this is love, this is the community of love. Sometimes amongst our community there may be difficulties, there may be differences of opinion, there may be arguments. Sometimes we may not feel entirely comfortable, but if we can make this community a community of love, with deep relationships and deep appreciation and deep encouragement of each other, then this community ultimately becomes our vehicle to go back home, back to Godhead. So Narottam, he says, Kadira charana sevi bhakta sanyavas janame janame hoy ei abhilas. That to live with the devotees, to live with the spiritualists, this is my only desire life after life. So, if you want to walk fast, walk alone. But if you want to walk far, walk with many. So let us all stay together. Let us all serve each other, appreciate each other. If we have differences, let's work it out. And let's fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, who came to this world to build a house in which the whole world can live. And if we do that, then Srila Prabhupada will be very happy and our lives will become incredibly successful. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada
ki jai. Shri Ramana Swami Bhagavan Kesha Maharaj ki jai. Hari Ho.
Hari Ho.
So again, thank you Maharaj, thank you very much. It's a wonderful things that you said. Maybe I just always think that...
Sorry, I didn't ask permission, but we just kind of rocked up and set up a book table at the back. I hope that's okay.
Perfect. Fine.
So you have some books at the back. One book is a summary of the, and another book is a series of practical exercises on how on how to live and apply the Bhagavad Gita in your daily life. So, yeah, if you have any interest, then you can just take some books and just make a donation as you like. These books are all based on Srila Prabhupada's books, none of my own realizations, but just to try to make it a little more accessible, maybe, and digestible and applicable. So, Dhammadhar is there and Nihal is there. So, if you would like any books, please. Thank you very much.